I don't know how long I'll play this music.
I don't know how long we'll talk about this
Malignant.
Episode.
Oh, I should bring up my texts or my tweets about Malignant.
Yeah, I left my notebook at home.
Hey, everybody. I'm Carlos Danger. Welcome to the Insufferable Bastards. I almost said Mobile Horror Companion. But a lot of horror is on my mind because we are recording at CT Horror Fest in Naugatuck, Connecticut on September 18th, I think it is.
Yep, the 18th of September.
Yeah.
We're probably an hour into the show, maybe, or so.
We were an hour. Yeah, it feels like eight. It's been one. We're having some fun. We recorded an episode with Steve and Christina. That was pretty cool. We're right across from Jake the Snake Roberts. That's pretty cool. My nose is starting to run. That's not so cool. But, yeah. What's your impression of the show so far, Brian?
I'm digging it. Steady flow. I mean, we're having a lot of people look. Our banner is selling this booth, but then they're like, oh.
Our personalities are not doing anything.
Yeah, we're totally repellent.
Because we're not talking to anybody.
We're also next to a true crime podcast, which seems to be getting quite the attention today.
Why do you think that is?
It's, you know, there's two very attractive women that are talking, you know, murder, A&E murder. So I'm sure there's a bunch of people, mainly the police, that want to stop by and talk to
that
them.
Literally happened, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was like Officer Bobby Svengoolie, yeah, I think that was.
Yeah, like he just got out from working out. He came over to work and, you know, I'll show you some true crime.
I got some unsolved mysteries for you, honey.
But yeah, I'm kind of like, you know, starting off a little slow. But I think, not for us, it's starting off slow. It looks like it's like nice to see all these people pouring in.
Right, yeah. There's a lot of people. It's pretty cool. So,
but what I really want to talk about
is
Malignant.
Yeah, the movie Malignant. Yeah, the horror
because
movie.
Big time
HBO Max horror movie.
We might slightly have different opinions.
Oh, yeah, those are free. And a brochure, too, explains just what the hell we are. So, wait, so what?
We might slightly differ on opinions on this one.
Oh, on Malignant?
Yeah.
I saw a tweet that said Malignant is the best new metal movie ever made. And I thought that was perfect.
Oh.
It is a new metal horror movie. I hated this movie. I hated every minute of it. I hated that it took 90 minutes to become a movie.
All right.
And we're talking about the third act. It's like, you know, ooh, you Ty West there? What's his name?
Yes,
James Wan.
I guess the entire time I did not like love this movie. I will say this: if in the cable days I scrolled across it, I might watch it in more of a "what the hell's going on?" or if it was that third act, maybe, which makes no sense at all. The whole time I watched this movie. Now I will say this: you probably watched it in fast forward. I did that. What I do is I just stop the movie and maybe I'll come back to it. So, like, it was a folding laundry thing, or if it was like, oh, I'm going to go walk away and go do this for an hour. It took at least 2.5, maybe 3 sittings to watch this movie.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the entire 2/3 of this movie, I literally sat behind, like, am I being punked? It was like it's like a Lifetime or a Hallmark horror movie. The acting is horrible.
Right, yeah. Bad performances.
There is a spoiler alert, but a very dark, happy kind of vibe to this movie. More so the book than the movie, but and there's a reveal, which sort of is the dumbest reveal ever.
Which people are loving about it. People are saying that that's what makes it so special.
But in the sense that this was the cheesiest Hollywood movie I've seen in years. You know, everyone's talking about watching these Danzig movies.
Oh, right, that are horrible.
Like,
yeah.
To me, this is that movie. Like, you know what I mean? Like I can't believe this was like a big budget. Like,
it
listen,
is, yeah.
It's so goofy. There's makeup in it. I thought that was pretty cool. But, I mean, listen, I'm not saying I'm this great lover. But I've been with a few women and, you know, man, you might have pulled some hair here and there. If you got a freaking body behind your head, a whole other person behind your hairline, Isn't your lover ever going to know that?
You thought somebody would have noticed. Oh, yeah.
So there's plot holes galore in it, but I don't know why. Now, mind you, maybe it was because it is HBO Max, and I feel like, all right, if they're putting up a movie and it's like supposed to be in the theaters and I can watch it, I will watch it.
Yeah, that's why I watched it.
So it just kept me driving to finish it. So I don't know. I know, like, I saw your tweets and your notes. Like, that was hilarious. Like, and I agree with it all. It's just, I think I had a little more fun watching it.
All right, yeah. So I said, I hated this movie. I hated every minute of it. And I'm just going to read my damn tweets on it. Malignant is a type of movie where a character rummages around a massive abandoned hospital not only to discover the exact file folder she needs, but to have the needed info literally highlighted on paper. That's exactly what happens in this movie. There's this big scary hospital for one scene, and this lady walks in, and in the midst of everything... Yeah, it's absolutely. You want a brochure, too? We're a podcast. You want a brochure? You can take one of those, too.
I listen to your podcast.
Oh, thank you so much.
I live in Monroe. I'm right up the street from you.
Oh, no kidding. All right. Yeah. Stevenson Dam for life.
I want to say thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Whoa.
So we should have given that guy a coffee mug.
We should just stop right there. We have somebody that listens to us.
That was pretty cool.
All right. Continue. There's a funny one that I have that like I totally agree with that you have, one of your tweets. It's about the weapon.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I can't find that one. But Malignant's the type of movie with a scene of hand-to-hand combat between a cop and what appears to be a parkour-loving demon seed. Yeah. But this doesn't seem to be a big development in the criminal investigation. That happens, too.
No.
There's a big kung fu fight halfway through. Not halfway through, but the detective, whoever that guy is, they call him by his, hey! You want to write something down? So, like, Steve and Christina is making a return trip to the podcast here.
He's decided to push up his Halloween thing to September 29th, 30 days.
Oh, okay. Oh, thanks, Steven. I appreciate that. Cool. So, from October 2nd to the 7th. In this movie, there's the killer guy or whatever.
First off, that cop, who I didn't realize, like, I guess his name, he's got some weird exotic name. And every time he says it, I'm like, oh, man, it's like, hello,
but that
I
was
am.
His first name. You know, most cop movies, they call him by, like, hey, Blukowski.
Yeah.
But this guy's,
I thought it was this hyphenated last name. No, I'm like, no, that's
his first name. And he's the only cop that ever, in any movie, anywhere, they only call him by his first name. And I waited for the credits. Like, what was that guy's name? Wait a second. It was like Kayasi Smith.
And it's like they rub Vaseline over the lens. So everyone has like a very pretty,
it's all
like
blue.
But see now.
But wait, there is that big kung fu fight where the guy basically, we're fighting something otherworldly. But then there's no like next scene with the cops. We're like, hey, what are we gonna do? We gotta call Ghostbusters or something. I didn't get that at all.
And it was also, it is, it's just batshit crazy, but it doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't even know if it's in, it's not in a good way either. It just, the whole time I thought I was being punked. I literally thought this was like, wait, is this so deep that the guy's like, I could just make anything I
whatever.
Want.
Whatever. But I mean, there's a scene in this movie where the demon thing has fashioned a trophy, a medical trophy.
Yes. Dude, which I never.
Into a sword.
All right, here's the thing, dude. I didn't realize that was a trophy.
She's anti-vaxxer.
I didn't realize that was. And I'm like, where did they. This whole weapon. And then I'm like, wait, it's from a trophy? It's from this? It's like.
Right.
And I'm like, that is the dumbest thing.
So it's the most. But it's the most obvious looking weapon thing.
Well,
it's a giant dagger.
Like,
so there's this one scene with a forensic person.
Where did they get the Matrix outfits?
The detective, or the forensic person, sees the weapon and goes like, oh, that might be the murder weapon. Basically pointing to a bloody knife. I don't know. That was ridiculous. That hurt me.
But also, it was the dumbest, like...
Yeah, I just
like,
kind of...
it just was so...
I mean, I did like it once there's the big reveal. And from that point on, I was like, oh, this is great. But, like it takes so long to get there, you can't...
It's 20 minutes of just nonstop monster stuff. So, yeah, you like... It's like Godzilla at the end of the thing. You like when Godzilla's wrecking
something.
Yeah,
finally, yeah.
But the beginning, that two-thirds of it... is just unrecognizable to the point where even all that stuff that happens doesn't really make any sense at all.
Yeah, I don't. You know what? Also, I don't get the reaction in this movie. Everyone's wondering whether it's a giallo movie or what. And I just think, like, if you're all these people who claim they love giallo movies, shut up already. It's more like, hey, I'm a film geek.
Well, that's
like great. I mean, if it's a film noir, is there like a debate about it? Good for you. I get it. You like giallo, okay? You like Italian horror. Good for you. You're special.
I just thought it was a Matrix ripoff, and maybe the Matrix ripped off giallo films, but. The giallo thing never... I thought they were ripping off, like, Vamp because of all the colors in this, those 80s colors. Mm. And the smoke. It looked like a music video to me.
Right.
This is exactly a music video. But, and this I don't director, know if it's, what, like, joke.
And, like, James Wan is now, like, he's the man, right? Like, everywhere... I haven't liked one of his movies, though. I don't understand. Why am I supposed to love him so much? The Conjuring?
I think... You know what's funny is? I think I read somewhere... His return to horror
right.
since The Conjuring. He made what? Aquaman?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Aquaman. Great.
All right. You know, which we know, you know, that's a studio-driven thing. He, you know, it's all the four shots. But The Conjuring wasn't that long ago.
No. Like, and there was like 19,000 of them. It's not like it went away. Yeah, his return to horror after, you know, since the pandemic began. All right. Should we cut this one short? I'm feeling a little lightheaded now.
That's Malignant.
That's a review on Malignant. If you don't like it, too bad. I'm Carlos Danger. That was Brian Spears. See you next time on the Blah, 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 Insufferable Bastards.
Later.
Bastards.